The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Graham, you're having quite the chuckle over there.
I can't stop. I can't stop laughing about Vice President J.D. Vance dropping the college football national championship trophy yesterday at the White House.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it?
It kept falling apart.
It comes apart in two pieces and he drops. And then the base, he grabs it from the wrong part and the top part of the base detached. And then the base hits the ground and then starts rolling away a little bit. It's such a disaster.
Oh my God. Can we please get that up? I need to check that out.
And then, Selena, did you see Jeff Bezos fall on his face yesterday?
I heard about that.
Oh my God. Yesterday was just full of gems. I could not stop laughing yesterday. The Jeff Bezos, man, I'm just praying there. And he probably had it deleted because, he's a billionaire.
There's a video.
But I want to see a closer up video because it's from far away.
Wow.
It's from far away. But man, he face plants. Like, he goes face to desert. Like, he's the capsule.
The ground there is very uneven if we're,
in his
defense.
I've run on plenty of uneven ground. I don't fall on my face routinely. He's like, it's just one of these moments. Like, to me, it was the epitome of everything. You know, I was just disgusted by that flight yesterday. It's just this opulent, look at me, I'm riding on a billionaire's rocket moment, whatever. And then the capsule's back there on the ground and he wants to greet, he's trying to find the window of the thing so he can greet his girlfriend.
Beyonce.
And then he just falls right on his face.
And I saw a video that apparently they were already opening the door to the capsule, but they made him reclose it back up because they wanted Jeff Bezos to be the one to open it with some sort of tool or whatever.
Get out of here.
This is one big billionaire publicity photo shoot. Like, that's all it was. It was a spectacle. Tell me how this advanced anything
There's
for us on Earth. It
a lot
didn't.
Of people upset. We'll talk more about that 7:55 because a lot of celebrities have been speaking out.
I'm glad.
We do have your chance to win crazy cash, $1,000. That's on standby first. Our first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. I just wanted to weigh back in yesterday on what you guys were talking about. Graham, you were saying how it's your wife's birthday, your anniversary, Mother's Day. Well, same day. It's my birthday on May 11th, and this year it happens to fall on Mother's Day. I feel gypped. I feel like, I should get separate days, separate recognition, and I'm a Taurus. So I just want to tell you, Graham, you have the most chill Taurus of life. Congrats. Congrats.
Okay.
Yeah, Graham.
Do I have the most amazing, chill, perfect wife in the world? Yes.
Yeah.
But is that somehow related to her being a Taurus, but
yeah,
she's the most chill version of Taurus? Because, if you're a Taurus, you can't be chill and cool. Can we stop?
Most aren't.
Can we stop with this? Let's stop attributing qualities just based on something on the date you're born. That's ridiculous. Okay. Our wedding anniversary is May 11th. And this year, that is also Mother's Day. Ladies, what do you think? Should she, because she's in a similar situation, her birthday is May 11th, and that's also Mother's Day. Do you think she should get separate?
Yes.
They should be split out and recognized separately, or one celebration covers it all?
No, you need to.
Especially if, for a talkbacker, it bothers her that she has to celebrate everything all in one.
So your wife
but
feels
it's not,
the same.
But that's just this year. Her birthday is not always going to fall on Mother's Day. Once every however many years, that's going to happen, right?
So even if it's a day apart, you do celebrate both?
This is the first year ours has ever been on the same day.
So
I'm assuming this is the first year her birthday and the thing has also been on the same day in however many years. It happens, I don't know how often.
Right. Will there be two celebrations for you and your wife?
In our house?
Yeah. Okay. Not even Mother's Day, breakfast,
ours is a wedding.
Brunch.
She's going to have a birthday thing because her birthday is the 30th. And so we will celebrate her birthday. And then on our I need to separate our anniversary and Mother's Day. We're doing a Mother's Day brunch at our house. We will toast to our anniversary. I don't need to do two separate things there.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
How come you guys chose to get married on on a date so close to her birthday?
Because we...
You didn't think this out.
No, the venue... it was both our choice. But the venue that we wanted to get married at because we were... We didn't want a long engagement.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to just get married. So we got engaged in December, and then we were married in May.
Whoa, that is quick.
Which I think is true. Yeah.
We're going to ask your wife. I feel like she really knows.
The venue was all booked. All the venues, you know how they book up so far in advance? So it was either...
I'm surprised you got one even... It was either 6 months apart.
Well, it was either take a spring date, and it was an outdoor venue, and they're like, there's no guarantee that it could be raining that day. And so that was stressful. Like, is it going to rain? We're going to have to rent a tent, and you got to book a tent, and it's non-refundable. We didn't book the tent. Didn't rain our wedding day. It was perfect, sunny, and gorgeous. It was then, it was get married in May, or wait all the way till like their next available date, which was like September or November. We're like, let's get married now.
Love that.
Wow.
Love that for you guys.
Yeah.
Let's do a second talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show 545. This is Tiffany from Clayton, trying to get that first talk back.
Nope.
Just watching the news, and they're talking about dyeing marshmallows for Easter this year instead of eggs, which looks cool, but it seems disgusting. It seems like the marshmallows would just soak up all that colored liquid. Anyway, what are you guys doing with your kids? Mine are grown, so I'm just going to give them money. Okay, bye.
Why do they deserve money? It's Easter. Give them a sack of jelly beans. Tell them to quit mooching off of you.
Take the sack and be happy about it.
The news should really watch our or listen to our show because we talked about dyeing marshmallows like a week ago.
We did. I think I'm gonna go the marshmallows route.
Really?
And try it. Yeah. I don't think it's gonna soak up all the liquid if it's just a quick dip. I think it's just enough to dye the outside. I think it'll hold the dye really well, and then that's it.
But so you plan on eating them?
Yeah. I don't, but if the kids want to, that's fine. That sounds gross.
Because, like, when you dye an Easter egg, you're not eating the shell.
No.
You know,
right.
So it's like a different, it's a totally different thing. I thought you dyed it just to, like, do the decorating, and then you moved on.
Yeah, but these are marshmallows. So that way you're not wasting them, too. You can't eat them.
Except
that's a good point.
But to her point, it is soaking up all the
stuff. I don't think it will. I think just enough to, like, just to dip it in, it dyes, it holds the color, and then pop it back out. And people are using food coloring, by the way. When they're dyeing marshmallows, it's food coloring, not like Easter egg dye. Yeah.
Got it.
So it is edible.
It's equally bad for you, though.
Still, yeah.
Based on current research.
Did you see the lady who dyed Easter eggs in her toilet? She was like, life hack, check this out. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Just imagine a toilet bowl full of eggs.
Why actually
came out really good.
But, they look cute.
They came out good.
Oh, you like flush them and get a swirl or something?
I'm not really sure how she got the design.
Yeah, she throws like a bunch of different colors of food coloring
in there.
I don't
think she flushed them.
And then she adds some sort of substance.
That is a lot of dye. And then she put like baking soda in there and then something.
It came out all bubbly.
Oh, and then she must have added some vinegar.
They came out really good.
White vinegar.
She said it did stain her toilet after.
Well, yeah. Who wants why? Just get a 5-gallon bucket. Why do you have to do this in your toilet?
JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
It's tax day. Jess, did you do your taxes?
I did. I feel like an adult, you guys.
Did you do them yourself?
I did them myself, like you guys suggested.
So tax season ends at midnight, guys. Remember, you can still get an extension that will last 6 months. However, that only gives you more time to file. They say if you think you owe money, still got to pay up or you're going to have to pay a bunch of extra.
Yeah,
so get it done.
That's the misstep that a lot of people make. Oh, just file an extension. If you owe, you better drop a check in the mail. The San Francisco Giants continue to be one of the best surprise stories of this young baseball season. I'm stumbling over my words today. Tough one. Coming off a 2-1 series win over the Yankees in New York over the weekend, the Giants rolled into Philadelphia yesterday, blasted 3 home runs on their way to a 10-4 pounding of the Phillies. The Giants are now 12-4, and they have the second best record in all of baseball. This is a 4-game series. Game 2 is today at 3:45.
Go Mets!
There's some fog out this morning that will clear and turn into partly sunny skies. Temperatures are cooling off quite a bit today, though. We are back to 60-degree weather.
Cool. Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Profitable deals are within your reach, but keep your patience. Be diligent with the details. Get the terms in writing, but then it's ka-ching. It actually says that.
Really?
Oh, I love
yes.
that.
Free money. Excited about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. 3 things really quick. Hey, Graham, I saw a TikTok yesterday about the people who went to space. It says that they're preparing millionaires to go to space just in case something happens to the Earth. Jess, Raspberry Cosmos on the cafe in San Francisco in Castro is the best. Try Selena, you look good. You look slim. Your face looks like glowing. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Oh, you're glowing.
I have been using some new skincare.
That's a filter. All right.
There's three. Wow. No, I actually have.
There's three. Okay. No, Selena, you look fantastic. Selena's been crushing the gym. Selena has more willpower than I. You come across sometimes as like, oh, I get to Friday. I'm going to go have a drink. I'm going to eat that. Right. And you come across as sometimes like, she's got no willpower. But what people don't see is that all week long, Selena has more willpower than any radio person I've ever worked with.
Both you and I come.
Because people bring in donuts and all this stuff, and Selena will wave them away. Nope. Yeah. I'm not touching that. And I'll be like, look, I'm working out hard right now, and I'm trying to eat right. Mm-hmm. But the second somebody sets down any kind of free food, I don't care what it is, particularly donuts or anything, I'm having one. I can't. That's the extent of my willpower. But Selena, props to you. Your willpower.
Thank you, Graham.
It's unparalleled.
Every once in a while I break. Who doesn't? But try not to.
Graham will even offer free breakfast burritos. And
I'll
Selena's
say, Selena,
like, nope.
I'll buy whatever you breakfast burritos. Let's go get them. I'll buy them. And Selena will just, nope. Yeah. I'm telling you, your willpower is unparalleled.
I love it
impressed.
For you. I hate it for us because
you
then
guys can still eat burritos.
But we want to eat it as like a group,
like a trio thing.
Okay, and there were two other things in that talkback of three things there: raspberry cosmos on the cafe. Did you say on the cafe?
The cafe in Castro.
That sounds delicious.
Write that down. That's probably delicious.
I'm in my Cosmo era, you guys.
There you go. You've had one. Calm down.
I know.
You had one over the weekend. Calm down. And then the other thing was that somebody on TikTok said the space flight yesterday was just in preparation of, you know, getting billionaires and millionaires to space just in case something bad happens on Earth. Don't believe everything you see on TikTok. To me, this is like
a tourism thing.
This is akin to billionaires are like, let's see, we already have 400-foot mega yachts. Like, what else can I do? Oh, a space flight, you know.
It's
just
the
ultimate flex of wealth. At this point, the billionaires would be fine if something goes wrong here on Earth. Trust me, they've got underground bunkers and things and strong houses and private armies and private security and, you know, private islands that are immune to climate change and stuff. You know, they've got it. Trust me, they've got it all planned out.
When we all go extinct, who's going to be left? Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, he'll be just fine.
It'll be up to him to like somehow
start new life.
Yeah,
repopulate
keep mankind
the Earth.
Going.
Yeah.
Him and Lauren Sanchez.
Yep.
Oh my God, they're going to be the new Adam and Eve.
Yep, they'll start cranking them out.
Oh my God. I'm glad I scary thoughts.
Yeah, I'm glad I won't be here to see that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to talking about Black Mirror.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. So in honor of tax day, my husband was doing our taxes on Sunday, and he's taking the picture of our W-2s using TurboTax. And at the end of it, he says we owed $8,000 to the state of California. And I was like, that can't be right. And I freak out, pay the more expensive TurboTax. The advisor tells me that my husband forgot to double check and put in the taxes he paid to California. The picture didn't work.
Whoa, that would be a panic-inducing moment where all of a sudden you're like, we're going to be fine this year. Totally normal. We'll be getting some money back. Oh, no, we owe $8,000.
Oh,
that's the major panic moment.
Imagine, you know the thoughts that will run through somebody's head at that moment? Like, summer's canceled, Christmas is canceled. We're not having canceled. Easter.
Everything's canceled.
420's canceled. Yeah.
Going to sell a kidney.
Weekend.
Put
extra
up one
shifts.
Sell one of our kids.
Dark web.
Yeah, do whatever it takes. Yeah, double check. Always double check your work. At the end, you can see a complete, like, of your actual tax return, the filing. And you can look at the different boxes and make sure it adds up and makes sense.
Yes.
Ooh,
do that. Yeah. Especially if all of a sudden this giant unexpected number.
It's not making sense. Yeah. The math got to be math.
The math
is like literally the math has to math.
Yeah.
All right, Jess.
So I've been watching Black Mirror because new episodes dropped on Netflix, and I am already hooked, you guys. So this episode that I'm going to be talking about, so I guess spoiler alert, please, Graham. It is the first episode called Common People. Now, this is fiction, but it is based on very, like, futuristic.
Based on what's going to happen soon.
Basically.
Yeah.
So this specific episode is about a couple. The wife ends up in a coma because of brain cancer. And the husband is told, hey, we have this very, very new experimental surgery that involves putting a chip in her brain that is a cloud-based server. Now, the server would replicate that part of her brain where they removed, you know, that part. So she's able to live a normal life after the surgery. There are risks, but it's either she's unconscious or she wakes up and she's able to go back to living her normal life, right?
Put the chip in there. Do it.
That is what I wanted to ask you guys, because this is a conversation that because I was watching this with my boyfriend over the weekend, and while we were watching this, we kind of turned to one another and we were like, wait, this is kind of something that we need to talk about, because if one day something happens to one of us, like, we need to know what decision to make. So is this a conversation that you guys have had with your significant others?
About when to pull the plug?
I haven't had that conversation. Have you, Graham?
You haven't had the when to pull the plug conversation?
No.
Most instances for me, just pull the plug.
Really? No.
Even if there is some new treatment?
That is the one thing, say they are able to keep you alive in some sort of coma state or something for a long time in a vegetative state or whatever. And then yes, in the future, 20 years from now, they invent some procedure and able to bring me back. Then I would have been kind of annoyed that they pulled the plug, right? But I don't know. Yeah, just pull it.
Because my boyfriend's the opposite. My boyfriend's like, try everything. Try everything that you possibly can. And I'm kind of more on the side of like, if you think I'm suffering, like, just let me go.
Just end it.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a run.
But it is a conversation that you need
to have.
This is
so
right?
depressing. Oh, my God. I wasn't ready for this conversation this morning.
Well, you guys need to align and get on the same page because sometimes, you know, someday, God forbid, that could happen, Selena, and your man's going to have the sort of the power of whatever you call it, and he's going to get to make those decisions. So you wouldn't want to make sure his decision aligns with your wishes.
Yeah, we should have this talk, I guess. Oh, my God. But I just don't like thinking about this kind of stuff.
No, I agree. But it's better to talk about it and have a say in it instead of, you know, something happening. But going back to the show, you know, they tell the husband there are some risks with this surgery, but we have some success stories. In fact, me, the person telling you this, I have had a success story and I'm alive to tell it, right?
So they're saying they have this chip in their head.
Yes.
Whoa.
So she says, trust me, it's going to work. And the price, it's low for something like this, right? It's just a monthly payment of $300.
They're start raising. It's just like Netflix. So they're just going to start jacking the price up. You know it once you get that initial year
100%. So the couple's already struggling financially, right? But they're like, obviously the husband's like, I'm going to do whatever I can to get my wife back.
I'll become a stripper. I'll do it.
Yes. So it works sort of like a subscription, right? Now he's like, I can do the $300.
Well, this is a spoiler alert again. Once again, Black Mirror
episode one, season three. Season seven. He's like, I can do the $300. Let's do this. They do the surgery. She's back. She's good. Living life. Then some things start to kind of act up. She can't leave certain areas because the servers only cover.
Oh, it's geofence.
She goes out of the service area and so she's shut down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Completely like.
You have to buy the roaming plan.
Yes.
Literally. So they have to upgrade.
When you guys say yes, am I actually describing things that are happening in the episode as if I've seen it?
Yes. Because they basically are like, hey, you know what? We have upgraded our servers. We have these new plans that allow for you to travel further now with the chip in your head. Now, before you had to sleep 12 hours because, you know, we need the servers to reboot. Now you'll only have to sleep 10. Like, we're lowering the service.
I'll stick with the 12.
Plan.
That sounds nice. But like, sorry, kids, I can't wake up for your baseball game tomorrow. I have to get 12 hours of sleep.
I have to boost my server.
Yeah, my server needs boosting. Yeah.
Well, in this new plan, you got to pay more. It's now not $300, but $500 a month. At this point, the husband's like, I can't really afford this. But my wife is over here, you know, needing this treatment.
Pull the plug.
No. He ends up finding...
Spoiler alert.
This is too much of a spoiler alert, man.
Yeah, you can't give this part away.
We have to give the entire episode away. But
You're 75% there. If anyone's still listening and doesn't want this spoiled,
you do it so I don't get blamed.
I'll just say that, Graham, if she doesn't keep upgrading the plan, she starts like running ads. She's like mid-conversation. Yep. She's a school teacher. And in the middle of class, she's just like running an ad, like telling the class about this product and then like snaps
Sky
out
Rizzi,
of it.
Probably. treat your plaque psoriasis.
Yes!
She doesn't know Sky Rizzi ad.
But she doesn't know it until people start telling her that she's running these ads. And they're like, oh, yeah, actually, to get rid of the ads, you just have to upgrade to the
just
plus.
Like Netflix.
To get the ad-free version.
Yes.
Yeah, that's smart. People wouldn't even be fazed by that if you, in conversation, dropped into a commercial, because that's just everything in life has a commercial attached to it. Whatever you're watching, whatever social media platform, you get served ads all day long. So why not serve me ads while I'm talking to somebody?
Right. It's also literally our job. Like, that'd
it's
be great for us.
What we do. It's pretty much what we do. Is this segment sponsored by anybody? Is Stanford
no,
Truth
sponsored
and
sponsored by Black Mirror.
Black Mirror
on, yeah, on Netflix.
Check there you that go. Out.
Yeah, get the ad-free version.
Oh, it's coming, though. That's the future, everybody.
It's scary.
Today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jazz, you were just talking about Black Mirror.
Yes,
so
episode
good. One.
Hey, good morning, JV fam. Tony from Scottsdale. And, yeah, I am not doing any kind of experimental surgery. I already have a will in place, and yeah, no artificial life for me. I understand, but you know what? Some things you don't mess with, and that's just my personal belief. But yeah, pull the plug. I'm cool. I'm, you know, I've had a good life.
Yeah, but that one thing that now you think about it with how rapidly technology is advancing, that like your family's like, yep, he wants us to pull the plug. Then 2 weeks later, like, hey, we just created a cure for whatever that thing was.
I know.
Like, dang it.
Right?
I just held on for another 2 weeks. I mean, technology is advancing quickly. I don't know. Might want to rethink some of these things.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melvin driving up from Salinas, headed to work in San Jose. I hope you guys are having a good day. I love Black Mirror. I got to tell you, this episode was incredible. My favorite scene was when the couple was being intimate and she starts talking about lubrication as an advertisement. This was epic. Oh my gosh. You guys have a great day.
Spoiler alert again. Spoiler alert there. I want to watch it. I can't wait.
You have to watch it. Will your wife allow you to watch it, Grant?
Yeah, I think she would be into the show. Also, it is on Netflix, one of the subscriptions that we have, because I have found lately that every time I hear about a show that I want to watch, oh, let's watch Severance. I've been hearing great things about Severance. Sit down and watch it. Oh, we don't have Apple TV. Oh, okay.
Yep.
What about this show? Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's on Peacock.
Let's watch that.
Who the hell has Peacock?
Every time lately, it's on. Do I have the wrong subscriptions, or is everything now on subscriptions I don't have? That's what it seems to be. It's driving me crazy.
Same.
We could not find a show on Saturday night.
Right. But like you said, this is on Netflix.
Yes,
everyone
has
that. Netflix.
The hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Lil Nas X is in the hospital because he lost control of his face.
Like it just drove off without him?
No, it's still there. It's still attached.
Like it veered off the road.
It's still attached to him, but he can't control half of his face. He's like lost. He's just like lost it.
Oh, Bell's palsy.
Yeah, he didn't say it's Bell's palsy, but I mean,
that's
what facial paralysis is. Yeah, so he posted his video from a hospital bed last night, and he's showing like what it looks like for him to smile, and you know, half the face is just frozen. The other half is smiling.
This is me doing a full smile right now, by the way. It's like,
by the way, this is on JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
It's like, what the f***? Bro, I can't even laugh right, bro. What the f***? Oh my God, bro. Oh.
Like, the one eye on the frozen side, it doesn't even blink.
It doesn't.
It's not blinking.
I know multiple people that have had gone through Bell's palsy, and it can be from a variety of different things can cause it. It can be from a virus or something else or something dormant in your body that causes the nerve to, you know, to stop working. And yeah, you can't move that half of your face. Now, the scary thing about it is that there is no guarantee that it comes back.
Oh,
they
my
can't,
God.
The doctors can't be like, yep, for sure, because in a small number of people, it does not come back. It's permanent.
See, but there is medication
or semi-permanent. No, once you lose that function, it's gone. There are some people that it comes back a percentage, you know, but like that half of their face, you can tell never works fully
right.
The same.
Yeah, this happened to Justin Bieber.
Right.
You
oh,
know,
did?
A while back. And
was
he,
it the same
I
thing?
Feel like his face is back.
No, I'm saying most people's faces,
so.
Most
yeah.
people come back and they have no lingering things, but some people don't.
He's like laughing about this. It's probably a nervous laugh. I would be in tears, freaking out that my life is over. I know that's very like shallow, but yeah, I don't, I would not be in a good space if that happened to me.
Me
no.
either.
one of my cousins it happened to right before we used to, we do this like big cousins weekend trip every year, and all of us, we pick a city and I'll fly there and, you know, rent a house or whatever and party for the weekend. And he got it like a week before this happened. I can't remember what caused it, but half his face. So for the trip, half his face. We were in Austin and half his face completely paralyzed, and he still went. And the pictures from this trip, no offense to anybody that has a permanently half paralyzed face, but the pictures from this trip were some of the funniest pictures I had ever seen.
Did it come back? Did the function come back?
Yes, eventually it did. But for that weekend, and props to him for like still showing up. I mean, drinks were just pouring out of that side of his face. You know, you can't drink out of a straw, you know, it doesn't work right, and everything. Oh, it was hysterical. But I don't think he thought it was that funny, but I did.
I really quick want to mention this just because we've been seeing it all over the blogs. Amy Lou Wood from White Lotus in tears yesterday over the SNL parody, which I know nobody watches SNL, but you probably have seen the side-by-sides of the skit they did. If you want to go see how they parodied her character, you can go to JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. We have her. And then
it was pretty harsh.
A little, you know, shot of the sketch there.
What did you guys think? Too far, or it's just comedy?
I feel like it's just comedy. But I understand when you're going, when you're making fun of somebody's looks, it would have hurt me too.
That's the thing.
It really would.
The looks thing is where when you're doing an impression of somebody, that's one thing.
So,
but then when you're.
Yeah, they made fun of her teeth. They exaggerated those. She also had like a really bad British accent in the skit. She slammed the skit as mean and unfunny. Yesterday, she was like seen sobbing in London, like in like full on breakdown over this. Also, her co-star, Walton Goggins, there's like a rumored feud about them while they were working on White Lotus together. He's praising the sketch. He called it smashing.
That's what I heard.
He said it was great. It was hilarious.
Yeah. I thought everyone was swooning over Walton Goggins, the Walton Goggins effect, and everyone was loving him, but now he seems kind of mean. I don't know.
People are still swooning, though.
On a side note, I know not many people watch SNL anymore, but lately they've been on fire. They have some of the sketches that they've been doing lately have been really, really funny.
But do you watch it live or you watch the...
No, I've just watched the...
Later, right?
Like the recap.
Are we missing out? Do we need to start watching SNL?
I mean, let's just say the guy that does our current president does a good job. Like, it's pretty spot on. It's pretty spot on. So they do a lot of their cold opens lately have been really funny.
What time does SNL come on?
No clue.
I don't think I can stay late enough.
No, absolutely no idea when it's on.
All right, we'll have to look into that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. I just want to say that I know that we have bigger problems, but yesterday, girls going to space, it was a big accomplishment because a couple of years ago, it would have been just men, you know? So we have to say that it was a big accomplishment, just girls in the space.
I liked looking at the glass half full. I don't know why I couldn't say that. That was the struggle.
I have very mixed feelings about this because I thought about this yesterday when I was like, God, do I say how I really feel about this thing? Because I don't want it to sound like that. At surface level, if you're just thinking about an all-female crew in space is an accomplishment. That part is cool. But then when I look at who is in that all-female crew, that's where it rubs me the wrong way. If you were going to hang your hat on this being an all-female space crew, the first time ever, let's mark this momentous occasion by sending the women that have dreamed their entire lives and worked towards becoming astronauts, that have worked to advance space travel, that have worked for NASA, that have worked tirelessly for these efforts, put them on there, fill that rocket full of those people, and then it would be a lot easier for us to get behind. The problem is that you're sending a group of some of the wealthiest women on the planet, basically, into space, and it comes off very tone deaf as a space tourism flight.
It does.
My fiance, Jeff Bezos, is footing the bill for this whole thing. That's how rich we are. It doesn't even matter. We can fly to space. That's why I think the public perception is a little mixed on this, just because of who was sent there. I feel like we missed the mark on what could have been kind of, like she said in the talkback, a very cool moment.
And there are even a lot of other celebrities who are upset. by all of this. So we'll talk more about this 7:55. Right now we have to get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JB Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. That's all you got to do. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
You guys, I love, but there is such a thing as it being too thick.
I don't think, well, hey, I guess.
I'm telling you, it's a thing.
Yeah, I've seen videos. Okay. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so you're going to have to throw out your first guess there. It's not that. It's something PG and family friendly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get back to What the Bleep, you know, Crazy Cash happens every hour here on Wild. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
Yeah, this hour's nationwide keyword is win. W-I-N. Win.
Win.
Head over to wild949.com. Enter it there for your chance to win $1,000.
All right, now back to What the Bleep. This is where you can win a chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. You guys, I love, but there is such a thing as it being too thick.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
I guess.
Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say honey. Honey. All right. Have a great.
Honey.
Damn, honey. You hella thick. That's not it.
Hi, JV Show. This is Aurora Boys from Hayward. I think the bleep that word is pancakes.
Damn, pancakes, you hella thick. Nope, that's not it either.
I actually like my pancakes a little on the thicker side.
No. Look, I want them thick. I want them IHOP thick, but I don't. There's a point where
they're too thick.
Yeah, you don't want them too thick.
Damn, pancakes, you too thick.
Good morning, JB Show. I think the bleeped out word is bacon. Thanks.
Damn, bacon, you hella thick.
I like thick bacon. I'm here for it.
Yeah, where are you guys at with your bacon? Because I feel crispy. Like there are two types of people that need it, like so crispy the thing crumbles into bacon bits, or soft and chewy. Which are you?
Crispy.
Burnt.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. I want the crunch, the sound. Oh,
the dried out, crackly,
I don't
want to
be chewing my bacon.
Crumbling. I want it to taste like meat.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, dude, I love a good thick piece of bacon. Yeah, the thicker the better.
Mm-hmm. Thin and crunchy.
Ugh.
Thick and crunchy.
What a waste.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is one last time. You guys, I love, but there is such a thing as it being too thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like a thick, logistics thing. It. Like, how's it going to work?
Exactly. It just doesn't.
Uh-huh.
So what is today's bleeped out word? As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And remember, this is a family show. Okay? Sorry, you sickos. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is RJ from Hayward. I'm convinced I got the correct word, just not convinced I got it. And in time, the bleeped out word is burrito. Have a good one.
Damn, burritos, you hella thick. That was a popular guest this morning. Can a burrito be too thick? I would say no.
No, no, no.
The thicker,
not
the better.
Thick enough.
What's up, JV Show? Paula from San Francisco, and the word is accents. Thick accents.
I like that one. I think that's pretty accurate. I think a lot of people, the sound of somebody speaking with an accent is great.
Yeah,
but then you run to someone that the accent is too thick and you can't understand a word they're saying. Yeah, I'm out.
That your accent is too thick for me. Like,
well, like take a southern.
Some of them sound really good.
Take a southern accent, for example. Like, I can handle that. Like, oh, a little southern accent. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes you get that southern accent. You're like, I don't think they're even speaking the same language, and it's because the southern accent is so thick. Damn accent, you held it.
Stockton. My guess for the bleep out word is salami.
Salami. That's I think we're talking about. I think we're talking about the food there.
Selena,
who are you on the charcuterie board? Do you like a thick cut piece of salami, or you like that real thin slice?
I like
stuff?
The thin ones.
Oh God, you're missing out.
Why? I like the thin. Yeah.
Oh, the thick salami.
When it comes to my meats, I like them thin.
Okay, that's good to know.
Good morning, JV Show. Well, 94.9. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz, and I will guess the bleeped out word is milkshakes. Okay, have a great morning. Bye.
Milkshakes. All right. Here is today's clip unbleeped. You guys, I love milkshakes, but there is such a thing as it being too thick.
Damn, milkshakes, you hella thick. Ooh, that is facts. I have been drinking a milkshake every day. I think it's been like 7 days now. You guys,
during your milkshake era?
I'm in my milkshake era, and it's like a 800 plus calorie milkshake because, you know, I'm trying to maximize my gains, right?
Well, you're trying to bulk up with milkshake. Are you sure you're not talking about protein shakes?
Well, a protein shake with milk in it. Like
that's
a milkshake.
Not a milkshake.
Milkshake
is milk and
there.
Ice cream.
Oh, then I consider
a
milkshake.
It's still a shake.
It's still shake and milk.
Are you guys part of society? Do you know what a milkshake is? You go through the In-N-Out drive-thru and you get a milkshake.
I had one
that's
the other
milkshake.
Day.
A protein shake that you drink coming home from the gym, that's a protein shake. That's something totally different. Because you put a little milk in there doesn't mean that means I put a little milk in a smoothie. Is that a milkshake?
That's a smoothie. But I put milk, banana, peanut butter, protein.
That's a smoothie
it's a protein
shake.
Oh,
that ain't no milkshake.
But it's still a shake.
I guess I grew up with not knowing the definition of a milkshake then, because I consider all of that a milkshake.
If you ain't got ice cream going into it, it ain't a milkshake.
Can you take that out of the podcast then?
No, leave that in. Please. All right. Well, we're all learning something new on the show. Just learned what a milkshake is. All right. We all start at different learning points. We'll all end up at the same spot eventually. All right. Lots of shout outs to give you guys. Lots and lots of shout outs to give. First and foremost, Jenny in Santa Cruz. What's up, Jenny? What's up? Woo! Brand new JV Show. Chuck Buck coming your way. JV Show also number one in Santa Cruz, by the way. That's a big deal. All right. A lot of people shout out. Alex and Benicia had the correct answer. So did Christine in San Bruno. Charlie in Concord. What's up, Charlie? What's up? Buddy Ricky in San Jose had it. So did Nate in Hayward. Michelle in San Jose. John in Fremont. Pam in Lexington, Kentucky. JV Show also number one there, obviously. Woo! Lance in San Ramon had it. So did Ryan in Hayward. Tanya in San Jose. Vanessa in Hayward. Jose and Tracy, Charlie in Concord. I think we already said Charlie in Concord, but he's got it twice, I guess. Amber and Elliot in Pittsburgh. Thea in Sacramento. Mylene in Danville. Edith in Santa Cruz. Look at that, Santa Cruz, I'm telling you. JV Show over down there. Brian in Berkeley had it. So did Jennifer in Stockton. Nicole in San Lorenzo. Christy in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Christy? What's up? She had it as well, but just, you know, not as fast. PV in the East Bay. Mario in San Francisco. Amongst several other people whose guesses are still rolling in, and you guys were on it today. I'm impressed.
Many people.
I love it. Love to see everybody engaging with the show and getting the correct answer, but you got to be quicker.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time here on Wild around 7:05-ish. Now, we do have more winning coming up next. Are you still laughing at milkshake, Jess?
Yeah.
I'm still laughing about it, too.
More winning is next inside the JV Show. You have no game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I just like to give my mom a shout out. Her name is Bernie. And her birthday's coming. Thank you.
I think
her birthday's coming.
Bernie? Is that what she said? Mom, Bernie? And her birthday's coming. I heard that.
Yeah, okay, so that part I heard. I'm trying to make up the
thing. There's one thing we can all agree on.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
That is a great point,
happy
Graham.
Happy early birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. How's it going?
That's good.
So I heard you want to play the JV Show Yip Nope game.
Yes, I heard it's pretty fun.
It is very fun. So here's us on the line today.
Mm-hmm. We have 4 tickets to the California Academy of Sciences.
All right. Are you ready to do this? We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct and you win. Easy, right?
All right, let's go.
Let's get to it. Question number 1. A camel is the hybrid offspring of a llama and what?
Camel?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never seen one of those. It sounds cute.
Kind of want one.
Think it has humps?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to look up what that looks like. Let's get to question
somebody Google that. All right, question number 2. How many planets are there closer to the sun than Earth?
3?
Nope.
We're the number 3. Mercury and Venus. There's just 2. There's just 2. We're the 3rd rock from the sun.
All right.
That was a TV show.
Here's question number 3. Justin Herbert. Graham, your cousin.
That's my boy, my cousin.
Justin Herbert is the starting quarterback for what California-based NFL team?
The Chargers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
By the way, Justin's not really your cousin, right?
Love to see him thriving. And all the family reunions now, it's like, he won't shut up about it. He's like, oh my God, I threw this long touchdown pass. We're like, we get it, bro. You're good at football. Shut up. He's not really my cousin. Should be, though. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. Hydrogen sulfide is a gas that's very easy to recognize because it smells like rotten what?
Egg?
Yep.
There you go.
Nicely done.
You did it. You
nicely done.
You just won four tickets to the California Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park. And you know they have some really cool stuff going on right now.
Bro, I was just Dino Days. Wayne, do you have kids?
I do have kids. I have two.
You have two. I hope they're, what are their ages?
Oh, they're 5 and 3.
Right? Oh my God, perfect. They are going to love the California Academy of Sciences. I went there for the first time recently. Oh my God, such a great family outing.
So now you get to go to Dino Days. You just got four tickets. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Nice work. They also have a planetarium right?
They do.
They have that planetarium so you can learn about where Earth is. I'm kidding. Joking. He only got one wrong. Wow. He dominated the game.
Wayne, hang on for that winning. Oh, my God, Graham. We got some shout-outs.
Of course we do. You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs go and says, hey, Graham, can you please give my son a happy 7th birthday? His name is Mason. He's such a good boy. Always has us laughing. We always listen to you guys in the morning. Love you guys. That's from Veronica. So happy, happy birthday to Mason.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Mom in your DMs. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Please wish our son, Carlos Robles, a happy 11th birthday. He's such an amazing person and the greatest artist we know. We love you, Carlos. That's from mom, dad, and brother Adrian. Happy birthday, Carlos.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Sister sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Wanted to give a birthday shout out to my little sister, Laura. She turns the big 4-0 today. 40. She's the best mom, sister, and aunt, and we love her to pieces. Thank you. And that's from Jennifer. So happy, happy birthday to Laura.
Who gives a fart?
40's the new 20. Another one here. Hey, Graham, my daughter Maya hit a big milestone this past Friday. Double digits. We were off on spring break, but hoping we can still have you guys wish her an amazing 10th birthday year. She's a fourth grader at Tassajara Hills, and we love listening to your show in the car each morning and playing along with the Yep Nope game. We love you, Maya. That's from Mommy, Daddy, Zoe, and Bucky. Thanks so much. So belated birthday to Maya.
Who gives a fart?
Who do you think Bucky is?
Grandma.
Oh, I thought little brother. Another one here. Hey, Grandma. Bucky the Grandma. I like that. Hey, listen to this. Hey, Graham. Grandma sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. You're not the first. Can you wish my granddaughter Malia and her twin Leilani in heaven a happy 9th birthday. Grandma loves you both to the moon and beyond. And also, who gives a fart? That's from Grandma Irma.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Dad and your DMs wanted to give a late happy birthday to Nico, turned 9 on Sunday. Mom, Dad, and Brother Cash love you so much. Hope you had a great birthday weekend. Happy birthday to Nico.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham. Wife in your DMs. Welcome in. I wanted to wish my husband Danny a happy 9th birthday today. The big 3-2. I love you, Danny. You're the best thing that's happened to me, even though you are a fart machine. Love your wife, Rochelle. She said that, not me. Happy birthday, Danny.
Yeah, Who gives a fart?
Yeah, he gives some farts, though. Apparently, quite a few of them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Tuesday. The weather's been nice. It won't be for the next couple of days, but hey, we're getting there. I'm kind of stuck. If y'all can help me decide whether or not I should go to this Warriors game tonight, go Warriors, go Dubs. Let's go get this W against the Grizzlies. Let me know what I should do, though. Help me out with that decision.
Ooh.
How is that a dilemma?
Why wouldn't you
not go and have fun? I would go to that game. It's a big game.
Yes.
And I'm going to be talking about that game in Trending coming up in just a second.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before I get to all the backlash that the all women space crew is getting, I just really quick want to mention that Graham and I and Jess doing something really fun next month.
Yes.
Grammy, what can we say? Because we can't officially announce it yet.
We can't give all the details, but if you remember last summer, we did a really fun pool party series with our buddies up at Grayton Resort Casino because they have the marquee pool party in the entire Bay Area.
Yes.
We're going to be kicking off this summer's pool party series with, well, again,
we can't
say
who is going to be there.
But let's just say it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And
Memorial Day weekend.
So mark that on your calendar, Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Yep. You want to be there with us. It's going to be so fun.
And then that announcement is coming soon. Yes. So stay tuned for that. All right. Lots of backlash coming these ladies' way. So yesterday, history was made, you guys. Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez, and then a few other women went up to space for a total of 11 minutes. Well, that does include, you know, the blasting off and the coming back down. But it was an 11-minute trip.
It was quick.
You guys, the backlash is crazy. I'm sure you've seen the memes.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Even Wendy's getting in on the action, their official Twitter account.
Wendy's, the fast food
restaurant. They responded.
They're trolling too?
They responded to a post that said, Katy Perry has returned from space, and Wendy said, can we send her back?
Wendy's getting snarky.
I don't know what Wendy's, like, what beef do you have with Katy Perry? God. I'm not really sure.
I love the one that said we should move Earth while they're gone so that Katy Perry can't find her way back or whatever. That one had me rolling yesterday.
Oh my God. So after Wendy's had posted that, Kesha later yesterday, she posted a picture of her. Obviously in support of what Wendy's posted, because it's a picture of her smiling, drinking out of a Wendy's cup. You can see their logo clear as day. So she is getting in on the trolling. If you don't know,
she
may actually have some beef with Katy Perry. Remember, she was upset that Katy had worked with a producer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had real beef.
They had actual beef. Yeah. So there's that. Yikes. Amy Schumer posted a video. She was kind of mocking the entire space trip. Like, oh my God, guys, I got a last minute invite. I'm taking this Star Wars toy with me to space, because you know how they each took something that was like personal to them up to space. So Amy Schumer was trolling the entire thing. Olivia Wilde did as well. Now Olivia Munn, she did an interview. I think she was guest hosting, you know, one of these talk shows earlier this month, and she called the entire thing gluttonous,
which it is.
She says there's just so many other things that are important in the world right now. Why are we doing this?
Yep. Yep.
Can I share my favorite one from yesterday?
Sure.
Emily Ratajkowski. I'm not sure if I'm saying her. She said, quote, you're not some ethereal goddess of empowerment because you rode a billionaire's rocket for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Perfectly summarizes my take on this entire thing.
It sucks because I want to be...
I liked her rant.
Yeah. I want to be like excited about this and happy about it, but...
But when you look at the bigger picture, Emily was like, look, this is supposed to be because you care about Earth, yet you're going up in a spaceship that is single-handedly destroying the planet.
Yeah.
So, like, make it make sense. Mm-hmm.
I just, to me, do you think in their minds, the ladies that went on this trip, had any idea that this is what the reaction was going to be?
No, they didn't.
I think, you know, there's always, you know, trolls and naysayers on social media. And I think, you know, that comes with the territory of being a celebrity. You knew there were going to be some people saying stuff, but I don't think it was going to be this overwhelming reaction because, look, I can't blame them. If somebody said, and you guys are different because you said you wouldn't go, but if Bezos called me up and was like, hey, do you want to do one of these space flights? I'd say yes. It sounds awesome. I would love, space travel has always fascinated me. I would love to go. Blast me off. But I just think that collectively they probably thought, most people are going to share this opinion like, wow, what a cool moment. And it's all female and it's this empowering thing. And it's a cool moment for space travel. It's just such a cool thing. Like, who else gets to blast off like this in a rocket, and how cool? And that couldn't have been further from the reaction that happened yesterday.
I know. So they did touch on the criticism yesterday. They talked to people in some kind of like press conference situation. And Gayle King said, anyone that's criticizing this doesn't really understand what is happening here. Lauren Sanchez chimed in.
I think we do.
She said, I would love to have them come to Blue Origin and see the thousands of employees that don't just work here, but they put their heart and soul into this vehicle.
They should have sent them.
They love their work and they love the mission, and it's a big deal for them.
Send the women that work to make this happen. Let reward them by sending them to space.
That would have been a better.
Then I would have been like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Because all Katy Perry had to say about it afterwards, and again, maybe I just didn't hear the rest of what she had to say, but she was just talking about finding love within herself, which I think she could have done here on Earth. Yeah.
Go on a little ayahuasca trip and find that love in the desert somewhere.
The only thing Katy Perry wanted to do, I don't know if you guys saw the video of them like inside the capsule when they're up there. Yep. Is it on our story?
Yeah,
JV Morning Show. They're like floating around in there. Katy Perry, and she said this as soon as she got back to Earth. like, she revealed her set list on a paper butterfly.
Oh, God.
In the capsule. She showed it to the camera, and then she let it float away. So, like, that's what she wanted to do. That was her reason.
The whole thing's a big PR stunt and a billionaire flex.
Yes. Grammy.
Happy play in tournament game day, everybody. Woo! Tonight at Chase Center, because the Warriors totally fumbled the bag in the final regular season game, lost to the Clippers in OT, which dropped them to the 7th seed. They now have to take on the number 8 seed Memphis Grizzlies in the play in tournament. The Warriors really controlled their own destiny down the stretch getting to this point, because it wasn't just that Clippers loss a couple days ago. Before that, they also lost to the lowly San Antonio Spurs. So all of this really could have been avoided, but here we are. I guess it's lucky for the Warriors and Warriors fans, this is not a must-win game, because the Grizzlies, we know they've given the Warriors fits at times in the past. And so let's go through the possible play-in tournament scenarios again.
Okay.
Again, this is not a must-win, but if the Warriors beat the Grizzlies tonight, then they move on to face the Rockets in the first round of the playoffs.
Okay.
If they lose tonight, then they host the winner of the Mavericks-Kings play-in game, and they'll host that on Friday for the final playoff spot and a first-round matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder. There are some people that have speculated the Warriors would rather play the Thunder in the first round. So I don't know. I don't think they would actively lose a game.
It just seems so much easier
to have
to
win
this.
The next game
to
try to get to play the Thunder. They will be trying to win tonight. Tonight's game tips off at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
It's a big one.
It's happening. All right. Well, woo-hoo. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Changes coming to Starbucks. Do we need any more changes?
This new CEO, he's shaking things up. He wants to get that old school coffee house familiarity vibe back or whatever. And we know that they brought back the Sharpie. They started writing on your drinks again. Because, that just made my day. Smile.
Yeah, I finally got my first Sharpie cup.
What did it say?
It was just like a happy face.
I feel like that's being lazy.
It is.
I want a personalized message.
With my name and everything.
It says, like, you're so handsome. I can't take my eyes off you. Right. I put something extra special in this latte for you. Don't tell my boss.
Yeah.
Like, that's
or
what
partner.
I want. That's what I wanted to say on the side of my cup. And they also axed a bunch of the kind of drinks we didn't need. Well, some people needed them, but they axed a lot of the menu to try to simplify things. Mm-hmm. And
they're trying to get people to sit in and drink the coffee now.
Yeah, they added more furniture.
Yeah, free refills in there if you're sitting in there drinking your coffee or whatever. Now, effective May 12th, you guys, all the employees are going to be required to abide by a new dress code. They must wear a solid black short sleeve or long sleeve shirt, which can either be a crew neck, collared, or button-up style. And you can wear bottoms, they call them, which I think here we call pants. You can wear pants in any shade of khaki, black, or blue denim. Those are your choices. But you have to be wearing a solid black short sleeve or long sleeve shirt.
So
what do you guys think about this? And the CEO is saying, again, this is going to create a sense of familiarity for customers, and they want to deliver a more consistent coffee house experience.
What did they wear before?
I'm confused. I don't get, if they're wearing their own thing, I know I'm in a Starbucks. I know where I am. I don't need to be like, where am I?
Aprons are a giveaway.
They're wearing a solid black shirt. Now I know I'm at Starbucks. Yes, I'll have a Frappuccino. Like, I know where I am. I walked in there. I don't need to be more familiar with what the person's wearing. Make them wear an actual uniform or let them wear whatever shirt they want. And then to your point, the green apron.
It's a dead giveaway.
Or maybe the little Starbucks visor hat thing or whatever. I know where I am.
I guess it's good to know that way you don't accidentally go in there wearing the same thing. Have you guys ever seen somebody at Target dressed like a Target employee, but they don't work there?
That's a good point.
They're wearing khakis and a red shirt.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, why would you wear that here? I'm over here asking you questions.
They just,
you don't even work here.
They're on lunch break from State Farm. You know what I mean? Like, it can happen, okay? State Farm employees shop at Target too. I don't know. Like, to me, I kind of feel like you could go one way or the other. We're wearing uniforms, and here's a uniform that we're providing for you. They say they're going to provide each employee with 2 company-branded T-shirts for free. That doesn't have to be the ones you need to wear. I either think you all wear a uniform. You wear the same thing. You're like, here's the uniform shirt that you wear, and you provide it to your employees, and that's the thing that you wear. Or let them wear whatever damn shirt they want. You either do one or the other. Like, either go all uniform or all not. I don't care.
And you know what? I think for the more cafe look and feel, I'd prefer them bring their own style. to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the more authentic coffee house look, right? Is someone with a little bit of eclectic style, yeah. You know, and they're like dressed in their own thing.
A little bit of a hipster
vibe. It's always covered
in
cat hair, but it's fine.
Yeah, cat hair is just drifting into the top of my latte.
Which, hey, so am I.
Which is
winning.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
I just feel like the CEO is doing too much. Like it's just all these unnecessary changes.
But
just
do you
relax.
Think some? But I think some of the changes thus far have been good.
But unnecessary, in my opinion. I feel like you're making all these changes and making all these announcements to make it seem like you're doing something that's going to really make an impact. When, I mean,
well, maybe, yeah,
I just don't see it.
I haven't studied their sales reports and their sales data, so I don't know if it's
working.
But I mean, we had a lot of listeners leave talkbacks saying that the little Sharpie note like cheered them up and made their day.
Yeah, until they found out the employees were forced to do that to everyone. They thought that it was an actual personal
found out because we told them.
Yeah, that part's true. But I think there's like something a little more personal. That in a very impersonal world, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
although they are being forced to write those. And then now everyone's just gotten lazy because it is just a smiley face every time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about more changes coming to Starbucks. The CEO is like, look, you're going to have to all look alike now. You got to wear a black top
uniform?
It's got to be a solid black t-shirt or long sleeve shirt. And you could be collared or crew neck.
Hi, this is Lucia from San Francisco. Regarding Starbucks, I actually worked there for 4 years when I was in college. And that was our uniform. Wider black polo shirt and khakier black pants along with our apron. So it's going to be interesting how that switch hits the baristas now. Have a good day.
Yeah, you can wear some khakis or you can wear some denim now as part of the option. She say she used to be able to wear a white polo.
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah. No. Not anymore.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
But Selena, can we at least acknowledge that the compostable cups was a great, great change for sure, right? Or is there something wrong with those? I don't know. I don't drink Starbucks.
A lot of Starbucks changes. And yes, that one for me is the biggest one.
Yeah, I did say there was a lot of unnecessary changes. I guess that one I'm okay with.
Okay, good.
And I did try like the ice. I got an ice drink in one of those cups and it actually wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that.
Nice.
All right, Graham.
All right, so researchers have found a pretty shocking link between marriage and the risk of developing dementia. This is kind of scary because past research, time and time again, in studies has shown that being married has all sorts of health benefits. They found that lower risk of heart disease and a lot of other health-related things actually improve if you are married. So it being married has always been thought to be one of those things that is a good thing for your health. Well, now these researchers said, hold my beer, because they found something differently. They analyzed a bunch of different groups of people and looked at people, four different groups, people that were married, widowed, divorced, and never married. And what they found in this, when in regards to dementia, which is a very scary health condition, obviously, that when even they adjusted for all sorts of different risk factors, the people that were never married 40% less likely to develop dementia than married people, which is a pretty shocking. Now, as they dove into it deeper and isolated more risk factors and things, that number got a little smaller, but still 24% lower risk for people that were never
married. Do you think it's
married.
Because when you are married and you have that other person there that you like depend and rely on, you start using your brain a little less?
I think there's something.
Because you're like using, because they'll like pick up where you're slacking, you know?
I think that's a very valid theory. I have one of my own, Selena, and I think it's because of all like, you know, the nagging that happens in long-term relationships. It's things like, you forgot to take the trash out, or you forgot to pick the kids up, you forgot to hang your towel up. And after year of that, us guys, we then probably self-report that we have dementia or something, because it's like, you're right, I did, you know, forget to do that thing. Yes, I forgot to, you know, clean up the laundry. I forgot to vacuum the floor. And we just assume that we have something wrong with us. And it's probably guys that are married that are like, yeah, you know what? I had that, just so that they have an excuse. You know what? I probably do have something wrong with me. And that's, and then you have a valid excuse
like,
for forgetting.
Sorry, babe, I'm getting dementia over here.
To put the toilet seat down. Yeah, see? That's my theory. But
so it like manifests
your mind.
Did you forget what you were going to say?
My mouth just stopped working. I just give up. Never mind. I'm not even going to try.
Got it.
Okay.
But that is a pretty shocking study, because time after time we've heard that there are all sorts of health benefits to being
that
married.
Is. But just so you know, we're nagging for a reason. Okay.
Oh, and now you're back to the nagging.
And we wouldn't have to nag if y'all would just do what you're supposed to do.
We forgot to do it.
Oh.
Well, Jess, you were telling me about a guy who was smelling his dirty socks too much. But like, if he would just wash his socks and pick them up.
He forgot to.
I mean, that's a good point. But he just developed this habit of like every time he got home from work, take off the socks, smell them before throwing them in the washer. Didn't end up well for him, you guys. He had to go to the hospital. Had this really ugly cough. Turns out he had a fungal infection
from smelling his dirty socks.
So if anybody
listening, you can get athlete's foot of the lungs.
Yes.
Ew.
If anybody
athlete lungs
out there, if anybody out there has a habit of smelling their dirty socks, just stop.
Because I feel like a lot of guys do that to check if they're dirty or not.
Right.
I feel like you do that, Selena. You admitted on these airwaves that you grab your man's underwear off the floor and go.
She's listening.
Give him a big sniff like that.
I don't do it like that.
That's a long, lingering sniff that you give him just to be like, are they clean or are they not? And you probably have done that. I assume that you grab that stray sock off the ground and you're like.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, who do you think I got it from? From him, because I've seen him do it to his own clothes.
Oh, so you guys are both going to have
you guys are sock sniffers. Yeah.
We shouldn't have brought
go
this up.
Go get tested.
Everybody listening sniffed a pair of socks at some point, right?
Yes.
Or any of
names. But it's not a habit. It's not a habit.
Right, I don't do it because I like the way it smells. Like this sicko who got sick off of it.
That's a little weird. If you're sniffing sock that just came off your foot, like you know that there's a very strong chance that it doesn't smell good. And you're willingly putting it up to your face. Yeah. Most people do it for investigative purposes, like Selena. She's like a laundry detective.
And she just happens to do it with socks and underwear.
Right, and
will you guys stop? He's
anything.
Listening right now. Well, oh my God.
He probably already knew.
No, he didn't.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Weed Week, everyone! Woo-hoo! 4 days away from 420. Apparently, the week leading up to that is Weed Week in San Francisco. Graham, I thought you, of all people, would know this.
I should know this. 420 lands on
this Sunday.
Easter.
Yeah. Now, remember, we talked about the celebration at Hippie Hill being canceled again the second year in a row. They're going to have, like, kickball tournaments instead, but
it, like, still happens, but it doesn't.
People still show up.
Supposed to happen, right?
Not, yeah. Still, people will still go, but it's just not going to, it's not going to hit the same, if you know what I mean. But they're saying that this year's Weed Week is crucial. Apparently, sales have been not doing so well when it comes to dispensaries here.
Yeah, California's weed industry has been struggling for quite some time, which is sort of the opposite, I think, of what people thought. People thought it was going to be this huge moneymaker and generate just copious amounts of tax dollars for the state of California. It's been kind of the opposite.
Is it because it's so expensive?
I think there's just a multitude of reasons. I think like the demand isn't as high. I think there's still demand for non-legal weed sales. There's a lot of facets to this problem, but it is fascinating because everyone, I think, thought it was just going to be sort of like, this is a no-brainer home run. It's going to make a ton of money.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it's like, sales are dwindling, and they're saying that as prices get higher and then as certain dispensaries are having to shut down because the sales are so bad, people are going to be pushed back to the illegal market to buy weed from there. But it's like, I don't smoke. Just let me get that out there. But even if I did, I wouldn't even know where to buy it. Like all the old drug dealers had to get jobs because of dispensaries. Like where would somebody even find weed?
Well, you just go down. But you go down now to your local neighborhood dispensary, get in line and buy it there.
Right. But with them shutting down, like they're saying people are going to be pushed back to the illegal stuff.
I guess.
Like, how? Yeah. Where would one even get that from?
I guess. The other problem with all the business as a whole in California was that what did people that own these dispensaries do with the money, the cash, because it's not recognized federally. So they had all this cash that's not going to get insured by a bank. And they had a cash problem. Like, what do you do with the money? I mean, we'd all like to have that problem. What do I do with all this stacks of paper money? But that was also an issue. Or is right. also an issue, I should say.
Quick update that nobody asked for, just okay. because I told you guys last week how I had a really bad experience with a THC drink.
Yeah.
Look, me and THC, we just do not mix. But
you and large amounts of THC don't mix.
Me and any amount do not mix. I don't like it. I don't do it. It just gives me so much anxiety. So I've learned to stay away, but I felt peer pressured by my husband to just take a sip here, take a sip there. I tried this drink. It was bad, you guys. It was really bad. And then I was like terrified going into the weekend because I was like, he has a whole other 100 milligram drink that he's going to force me to drink over the weekend. I'm scared. So I stood my ground. I was like, no, I am not ruining another day by this stupid drink. I'm not drinking it. So he drank the whole thing himself.
The whole thing?
100? Yes.
100 milligrams.
And was he fine?
No, he was not fine. No? And I tried to warn him. I tried to tell him. But because he didn't listen, I still made him go see the Easter Bunny and do all these things with me. He must have been tripping out.
I love that.
What in the world? He had to do just regular husband day stuff? No, you can't do that once you've had one of those things.
I know, but I warned him. I told, and all he wanted to do was like go. He's like, honestly, I just want to go home and sleep. I was like, we got a whole day's plan. We got to go to the park. We got Easter Bunny pictures.
I blame him for that. You have to be it requires some planning when you're going to partake, in my mind. Some people, it's around the clock thing. I think you need to plan ahead, particularly if you're going to go that heavy.
100?
You need to have gone to the store ahead of time, stocked up on a lot of Doritos.
A lot of snacks.
Then you've got like just hours of funny movies in front of you and no responsibilities.
Yeah, no kids.
Then you're going to have a great time. It. But if you have to go to see the Easter Bunny and then go do some shopping at Target later, you're not going to have the same. The fun is not going to be the same.
Yeah, all right, enough of that. Happy Weed Week, everyone. Graham, what do you have?
I want to talk about one of the most crazy instances of distracted driving that I've ever seen. Well, this isn't actually driving. It's flying because this
distracted
was
flying.
A helicopter crash that happened in South Africa. And it was all because somebody had a penguin in a box. Huh? Just note to self, if you ever bring a penguin in a box aboard, into your car or into a helicopter, or whatever, make sure it's secured because this person had a penguin in a box. I don't know why they were transporting this penguin, but they were about to take off, and the person had the penguin in a box on their lap, and they say they lost control, and I assume because the penguin was in the box, like, dude, let me out. And the passenger sitting next to the pilot lost their grip on the box with the penguin in it, and it knocked over. Again, this is mid takeoff, and it went into the joystick, like the controls of the helicopter, and the helicopter just went straight into the ground at that point.
Oh my God.
Luckily, nobody was injured. The helicopter sustained some serious damage. The penguin also not harmed. The penguin is okay. But just keep in mind, distracted driving can happen to anyone, even helicopter pilots and people with
penguins
in boxes.
I feel like
I've
had some close calls.
What were you doing?
Not with like penguins, but like you're eating, then you drop something and you're having to pick it up.
Yep.
Or you're using like your phone for directions or whatever, but it flips onto the other side of the car and you're like, oh wait, I need that.
And then you got to reach over to get it.
Yes,
that's when you crash. Yeah, my buddy reached over to get his Slurpee that had tipped over one time from 7-Eleven and rolled his truck like four times. Flipped over, completely totaled. Like, was that spilled Slurpee worth it? Definitely not. So think twice before you make, that.
That is so scary.
Knee-jerk reaction.
I feel like it happens so easily with kids in the car too because they're the ones distracting you.
Yeah, my kids like to throw stuff up at me while I'm driving.
And
I always turn back and yell, like, don't throw something when I'm driving. It's very dangerous.
But they don't listen.
Yeah, they're like, can I get that rubber band back?
Like,
let me reach down by the floor and try to find it. And then that's when you crash.
Wow.
Be careful, everybody.
Yes.
Kids sound like so much fun.
They are.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Offset has reacted to a video of Cardi B dancing on her new man. Ooh. So Cardi's been linked to...
She's got a new man?
Yeah, we talked about this. Stefon Diggs wide receiver for the Patriots. Remember, they hung out on Valentine's Day. Yeah, they were linked even before then. And Cardi is not even trying to hide that they may or may not be a thing. We don't know if they're like exclusive or, you know, we don't know all that. But we do know they were back out together this past weekend at a club in New York. And she was sitting on his lap and she was dancing on him. And that video made its rounds online. A lot of different blog accounts were posting that video. And Offset,
my algorithm didn't send me that one.
Oh, it sent it straight to me.
I was getting a lot of Masters golf content instead.
Well, Offset responded to one of the comments. So one of the people had responded, or sorry, had commented under the video that, you know, Offset is probably somewhere punching air. To which Offset responded, "I'm happy for her!" Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! Now, first of all, no one believes him.
Nope.
Okay.
Not even
we know
a little bit.
He's salty. We know he's bitter. We know that he's been making her life a living hell. Like
the fact that he's reading the comments shows you right there that he's not happy for her.
That's exactly what everyone is pointing out. It's not like he was tagged in this comment. It's not like he got a notification. Like, oh, you've been mentioned. He was literally sitting there reading all the comments about Cardi and her new man, and then responding to them.
Wow.
You're not over her.
It'd be tough to go through a very public breakup. I mean, he's trash, but you know what I mean?
Like,
imagine going through a public breakup and then all social media everywhere is showing you video clips of the person that broke up with you or whatever and hooking up with somebody new. That would sting.
Yeah, it would crash out.
Breakups in the old days, that didn't happen. You know, you just maybe never saw the person again, and who cares?
I know.
So they're still getting back together, though, right?
No. No. Are you still sticking with that prediction, Graham?
I'm not ruling it out.
I'm ruling it out. It's ruled out for me.
It's getting more and more ruled out as the days go on, right. But I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
They have staying on business.
They have kids together, right? A kid?
Yeah.
A kid?
Three.
Plural? Kids?
Three kids.
There you go.
Do they have three kids?
I thought it was just two.
You're right. It's two.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
That's the wild card in all this.
All right. So Drake was on Aiden Ross's stream. Drake, a few things from this live stream. One, he revealed that although he just dropped an album with Party Next Door, he is working on another album, a solo album. So Drake fans, that will be out, probably soon. I feel like he drops music so quickly. Another thing, they discussed the idea of him and Kendrick Lamar getting into a boxing ring.
What?
Because they were talking about some other celebrity boxing matches that took place recently. I want to point out that first, him and Aiden Ross both laughed their asses off at the thought of Kendrick Lamar trying to box. So there was that. Drake also said if he did decide to go that route, if he and Kendrick agreed, hey, we're going to get into a boxing ring, he says that it wouldn't be anything that's ever televised. It would be like a just one-on-one type of thing in a gym somewhere just to kind of get it out.
That's not gonna happen.
No, nobody would care then.
Right.
People would want to see the actual fight, but it would be so sloppy and uncoordinated and embarrassing.
It'd be so
for both of them.
I get why they wouldn't want to televise it.
That it would end up backfiring, and both of them, regardless of who won, would look stupid. So they would. This would absolutely never happen. Quite a bit of a height difference between the two, though.
Yes.
Drake doesn't strike me as the tallest guy in the world, but Kendrick is one of the shorter people.
I feel like Drake is pretty tall. Will you look up how tall he is, Jess? And then everyone who watched this live stream, they were all gifted $1,000 just for watching. So that part was kind of nice. You know, Drake loves giving out money.
How do I tune into a live stream to get $1,000? I would do that.
Too late.
Dang it.
Already happened. How tall is he, Jess?
I don't know if I believe that he's 6 feet tall.
I don't believe that.
See, that seems about right to me.
Add 2 inches. He's 5'10". 5'11".
Kendrick Lamar height. Give me 1 second. 5'5".
And add
that's
two, and he
that's
added 2 inches there as well.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the earth be shaking, you guys. The earth be shaking. Yesterday, a 5.2 magnitude earthquake struck the San Diego area. The epicenter was a couple miles south of Julian. Never heard of it. It's a little town northwest of downtown San Diego, about an hour away. So it's probably a good thing this was in a pretty remote area, because a 5.2 magnitude earthquake, that's pretty big. I haven't seen any reports of any real damage or anything significant. Again, it was pretty far out, but the shaking was felt throughout Southern California and into Mexico. One of the remarkable pieces of video that emerged from this was from the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Did you guys see this? If you haven't, it is up on our Story JV Morning Show on Instagram. If you want to watch this video, must be a webcam that they keep going inside the elephant's enclosure, and it shows them standing around, you know, just doing elephant stuff, minding their own business yesterday morning. Then the earthquake hits.
Wow.
And they initially kind of run in different directions. Then the older elephants, Endula, Unmangani and Kosi, they then scramble to encircle and shield the two 7-year-old calves, Zuli and Makea, and they form a protective circle around them. This is a natural behavior.
It's kind of like that time our friend dropped a dusty desert nugget at Coachella. Remember
the Crystal, and she had to go to the bathroom, and her friends formed a circle around her so she could go number two. At Coachella, this is a protective measure. This is instinctual for elephants, and it was pretty cool to see them immediately take up this very defensive position and protect the younger elephants. They stood there like that for a few minutes, waiting to see like what just happened there, and is there a threat? And then
that is so cute.
Eventually, they went back to just doing regular old elephant stuff, but it was pretty cool. Go watch that video; it's on our story.
I love that. One more
really quick thing, Sienna. Yes. Residents of Oakland, get out and vote today. You get to vote on a new mayor, new council person, and a couple local measures. So use your voice, use your vote today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grammy said it's National Dochi Day.
That's what it sounds like this morning. A lot of dochi this morning.
That's Denial is a River on the JV Show. I'm Selena.
What's a dochi?
Graham.
Asking for a friend.
She's very talented.
Kind of like the biggest artist out right now.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's okay. We'll scratch that from the podcast.
All right, take that out of the podcast. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Tuesday, y'all. It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve. Hey, yo, Graham. Hear that endorsement / commercial that Selena just did about Ford? Yo, now you can pay what the employees pay for a new Ford vehicle. Yo, get your wife something special, bro. Take advantage, bro. Have a good day, y'all.
I've been telling you, employee pricing.
I am going to, I need to see that in real numbers, what that looks like. But yes, a new car it's imminent in my household. My wife has said no more to her old 4Runner. She's embarrassed to drive it. So we will be getting, and we do she does the Ford Mustang Mach-E, the electric one. Ooh. She likes that one. But do I get the employee pricing on a used one? I don't think that's a thing.
I'll have to ask my friends at Ford.
Could you look into that? Because I would like a very gently used one of those.
Yes.
That sounds like right in my wheelhouse and price point.
I will put in a good word for you.
Thank you.
Graham.
Appreciate you.
All right. Crazy Cash is every hour here on Wild. Your chance to win $1,000 on standby.
First, can we talk about how much people are going to be spending for Easter? Because this is insane. I thought we were all saving money, but I guess not.
We're not. There's one thing I've noticed about the society of 2025. We spend on stuff that doesn't matter and don't save on the things that should matter.
And then we complain about spending too much and being broke.
Exactly. We have our financial priorities a little crooked lately.
And then you look at these numbers and you wonder, what are we doing? Because according to the National Retail Federation, this year, Americans are expected to spend $23.6 billion on Easter. Yep.
On
Easter. We're talking food, we're talking family meals, egg hunts, stuff you get for the kids, just gatherings in general. They're gonna cost you candy, decorations, clothing, it all just adds up. And I guess the total comes down to $23.6 billion, which is a lot more than last year.
Let's get the calculator out here really quick. Yes. Because you're saying $26 billion. That's true. So if you
take 23.6.
Well, 23. Okay.
Just round it to
20. Whatever. I rounded it to 26. Okay. I already typed it, and that's a lot of zeros after that. And I don't want to go back there. And then you divide that by let's just say there's 333 million people in the United States. I don't know. That's just a rough guess. That's about $78 a person. Does that seem high? Am I doing the math right on that? That's a lot of money.
$78 a person?
That actually was a little low compared to what I had seen. I had seen a little bit over $100 per person.
That tracks.
How would the math do? Get your calculator out. Let's see what you got.
Let me see. Okay, so let's see. $23 billion.
Yeah, let's
go.
$23 billion. That's lower than the $26 billion that I put in there.
Zeros. That is. Hold on, I hit the wrong button. 23.
Well, you know what? 23 million, and then you go past that, so you've got 9 zeros there. Okay, divide that by what's the population of the United States? 300.
I messed up. Somehow I got 92.
Okay. Well, what I had read was that on average, every American is about to be spending around $189 per person. So this is a little bit more than last year.
It's the population of the United States. Sorry, I'm still counting. 340. Why is that 333?
Okay, do your math again, Graham.
Okay, let me get the calculator again. Sorry, here we go. So 20, you're saying $23 billion.
Well,
leave out the 0.6. Nope. We know that's
a rounded
number. We rounded down now to 23 billion.
No, it's 24.
And we're
going to
divide that by 341 million people. In this country,
right.
And I've got $67.
You were supposed to round up.
Rounding up to 24 doesn't change the math. The math is $67 a person.
The math is not mathing.
How are you? I just did the math. I just did it with
well,
a calculator.
Regardless, people are spending way too much. We need to save.
I think we have to redo the math because let's be real. It's only the moms that are prepping for Easter. So we have to take.
So divide that by the number of moms in this country.
So how much is it? 23.6.
Round up billion.
We're rounding
up to 24. I hate you guys.
And then there's 85.
Okay, so I'm at 24 billion and divide that by how many?
85 million moms.
There's 85 million
moms.
Yeah,
according to the Pew Research Center. So
okay,
85
so if you take 85 million moms, that's $282 a mom.
Okay, so that tracks more.
If you write an article saying this is the amount that that a person is spending, then we do the math right there. The numbers are miles apart. They should fact check that quickly.
Yeah, we just did it in like three seconds.
Yeah, we only had to get our calculator out like 20 times to figure that out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.